verses 37 to 47, the fate of one who falls from yoga, the glory of Dhyan Yoga described. Arjun said, Krishna, what becomes of the aspirant who, though endowed with faith, has not been able to subdue his passions, and whose mind is therefore diverted from yoga at the time of death, and who thus fails to reach perfection in yoga, that is God realization? Arjuna Uvacha, Ayatihi Shraddhayopeto Yoga Chalita Manasa Aprapya Yoga Sansedhim Kamgatim Krishna Gachati. Krishna swerved from the path leading to God realization, and without anything to stand upon, is he not lost like the scattered cloud, deprived of both God realization and heavenly enjoyment? Kachinno bhaya vibhrashtash chinna brahmeva nashyate apratishtho mahabaho vimudho brahmanah pate. Krishna, only you are capable to remove this doubt of mine completely, for none other than you can dispel this doubt. Etanme sanshayam Krishna chetu marhasya sheshata tvadanyah sanshayasyasya chetana yupapadyate. Sri Bhagavan said, Arjun, there is no fall for him either here or hereafter. For, O my beloved, none who strives for self-redemption, that is God realization, ever meets with evil destiny. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Partha naiveha namutra vinashastasya vedyate nahi kalyana kritkaschid durgatim tat gachati. Such a person who has strayed from yoga obtains the higher worlds, heaven etc., to which men of meritorious deeds alone are entitled, and having resided there for innumerable years, takes birth of pious and prosperous parents. Prapya punya kritam loka Nushetva Shashvati Samaha Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Bhrashto Bhijayate. Or, if he is possessed of this passion, then not attaining to those regions, he is born in the family of enlightened yogis. But such a birth in this world is very difficult to obtain. Athava yogi nameva kule bhavati dhimatam etaddi durlabhataram loke janmayadi drisham. Arjun, he automatically regains in that birth the latencies of even-mindedness of his previous birth, and through that he strives harder than ever for perfection in the form of God realization. Tatratam buddhi sayogam labhate paurvadehikam yatate chatato bhuya sansiddhau kurunandana. The other one who takes birth in a rich family, though under the sway of his senses, feels drawn towards God by force of the habit acquired in his previous birth. Nay, even the seeker of yoga, in the form of even-mindedness, transcends the fruit of actions performed with some interested motive, as laid down in the Vedas. Purvabhyasena te naiva hriyate yavashopisa Jigyasurapi yogasya Shabda Brahmati Vartate. The yogi, however, who diligently takes up the practice, attains perfection in this very life with the help of latencies of many births, and being thoroughly purged of sin, forthwith reaches the supreme state.
Prayatnadyatamanastu yogi sanshuddha kilbesha aneka janma sansiddhas tato yati param gatim.
The yogi is superior to the ascetics. He is regarded superior even to those versed in sacred lore. The yogi is also superior to those who perform action with some interested motive. Therefore, Arjun, do become a yogi.
Tapasvebhyodhiko yogi jnanebhyopimatodhika karmebhyaschadhiko yogi tasmad yogi bhavarjuna.
Of all yogis, again, he who devoutly worships me with his mind focused on me is considered by me to be the best yogi.
Yogi namapi sarvesham madgatenantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam sameyuktatamomata.
Thus, in the Upanishad sung by the Lord, the science of Brahm, the scripture of Yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun ends the sixth chapter, entitled The Yoga of Self-Control. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahm Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Atmasayam Yogo Nama Shashtodhyayah. Narayan, 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 Narayan.